Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. So, Palestine. It's all that real humans are thinking about. Everywhere we go, everywhere we turn to on the media, it's Palestine. And yet, there still seems to be a question. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's a terrorist? And who is the David? What is the question here? What is the confusion? There is actually no confusion, but for those of us that are confused about the lack of confusion, maybe we have to go back into history, or maybe we just have to look at the television and see, you know, the thousands of children, babies being killed in 3 weeks, or maybe the fact that the whole country of Palestinians are slowly being pushed to one desert or the other, or maybe the fact that they are being bombed, the residential houses being bombed day after day, minute by minute, and then those doing the bombing are saying that they're being terrorized and complaining about a scrape on their arm? Like, where is the problem here? Why is it so difficult to understand humanity? If we are still having a problem, and we are, because there are still questions, if I walk down the street and I'm holding a flag of Palestine and I'm being questioned, what is your problem with Israel, which doesn't exist, it's occupied territory, there's a problem. So how do we get rid of this confusion that isn't even a confusion? And everything goes back to the Holy Quran. When you find deception that shouldn't even be a form of deception, you know that there's a serious issue in the world and in the Ummah. When we're still questioning an activist on Instagram for why are they supporting the Palestinians, because the Palestinians are on this group and they don't like a particular other group, and yet we're supporting them even though they don't like us, we know that there is a serious issue of humanity. Because who cares? Even if they were Hindu, Jew, Christian, atheist, they are human beings. They are babies. They are children. They are 70-year-old women who have never seen peace, freedom, their own country. They have been bombarded for 75 years. And what was their crime? That they're Arab, or that they're in a homeland? That people are deluded, imagining that that belongs to them because of, I don't know, some idea from 20,000 years ago, which actually, according to the scriptures, is not even true. So like I said, there is no confusion. There is only two problems. The one problem is the settlers and the Zionists in a land that they are calling Israel. And the other problem is there are people in the Ummah who still don't understand good or evil. So our advice for you, for anyone who is caught in this darkness about what is good and what is evil, I suggest that you do not take your eyes off 50 verses of Quran daily until you die, because there is serious deception. And this is a time of the reappearance of our living Imam. And if we're on the wrong party right now or confused, when the Imam comes, may Allah hasten his reappearance, you're not going to know who he is either. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.